Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
My fellow New Yorkers, we got him. We got him.
New York Mayor Eric Adams on the arrest of Frank R. James, the 62-year-old man suspected of carrying out Tuesday's attack on the New York City subway, which left 10 people shot. James was charged in federal court in Brooklyn with committing terrorist and other violent attacks against mass transit systems. In Washington, Vice President Kamala Harris reacted to news of the arrest and praised New Yorkers.
There's no question it was tragic, but it also did demonstrate the incredible work that is being done by first responders, by law enforcement officials.
President Biden has approved the transfer of helicopters, artillery systems, and armored vehicles as part of a package of $800 million in additional military aid to Ukraine. Defense Department spokesman John Kirby.
Tailored to meet urgent Ukrainian needs for today's fight, as Russian forces shift the focus of their ruthless aggression now to eastern Ukraine.
In a speech at the Atlantic Council Wednesday, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen delivered a stern message to China and other countries that might help Russia evade international sanctions, and said the ultimate outcome for the global economy depends on the path of Putin's war.
While many countries have taken a unified stand against Russia's actions, and many companies have quickly and voluntarily severed business relationships with Russia, some countries and companies have not.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Wednesday defended President Biden's public comments earlier this week, calling Ukraine war crimes genocide.
And we've also seen, I think, from the beginning of this, Kremlin rhetoric and Russian media deny the national identity of the Ukrainian people. And the Kremlin has launched a full-scale assault on the sovereignty of the Ukrainian state and its people.
White House officials are bracing for an expected migrant surge at the border when Title 42, a policy allowing the U.S. government to expel migrants before they had a chance to file for asylum, ends at the end of May. American Immigration Lawyers Association President Alan Orr said Title 42 helped fuel the crisis at the border and a backlog of asylum cases.
And when the Biden administration took over, they promised to fix these humanitarian concerns because the very things they thought Title 42 was solving, it created.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.